What if? It's the question I've been honestly pondering for well over a year now. What if the little moments in life are actually the big moments? Could it be that we overlook the grape fragrance of freshly blooming mountain laurels, or the gentle touch from a grandchild's hand, and the light coating of ice crystals that form on an early morning windshield, because we're too occupied with our next vacation or upcoming promotion? You know, the big stuff. I think if we're honest, we would see that much of our lives are driven by weekends. Thank God it's Friday. By family events, you may now kiss the bride. And by vacations, if you like piña colada. All right, it's terrible. We evaluate our yearly contributions by how many places we traveled or how many widgets we turned out. And as we look ahead to the next big thing, we quietly leap over picturesque sunsets, artistic wall murals, intimate kisses, scratchy grass, chirping cardinals, and the sweet smell of cinnamon rolls baking. These are the moments that fill in the gaps of most of our days. These are the experiences that we chalk up as routine and ordinary. Until one day, as we sit on the front porch chair, rocking back and forth while our dentures soak in a nearby glass, we long to have just one more cup of coffee, just one more visit by a grandchild, just one more cinnamon roll, just one more little kiss. You know, the big things of life.